Text numero 10. Australian doctors to ban drug company reps from visiting surgeries. Prominent Australian doctors have vowed to ban drug company representatives from visiting their clinics to promote new drugs in a move to curb the inappropriate prescription of medicines. The alliance, called No Advertising Please, includes drug policy expert Ken Harvey, Professor of Cancer Medicine Martin Tattersall, and evidence-based medicine specialist Chris Del Mar. They're encouraging more doctors to sign up, saying drug company representatives make inaccurate claims favourable to their products, are less likely to mention the risks, and make non-favourable claims about competitor drugs. Tattersall said research had shown visits from drug representatives who provide doctors with lunch in exchange for allowing them to promote their products lead to doctors prescribing the promoted drugs more often and lower quality prescribing. I was involved with a study where we interviewed just over 1,000 patients and asked if they knew what the outside interests of their doctor, for example links to pharma, were, Tattersall said. The thing most notable was that most patients didn't know, but they wanted to know and believed it would boost their confidence in their doctors. Research is building on the influence of pharmaceutical companies. An Australian study released on Tuesday found researchers paid by pharmaceutical companies were more likely to recommend antiviral drugs for flu and produce different recommendations to independent researchers conducting the reviews. There have also been high-profile scandals of misleading medicine promotion, with the arthritis drug Vioxx recalled in 2004 after it was linked with thousands of heart attacks, while more recently the blood-thinning medicine Pradaxa was linked to deaths and adverse reactions. Del Mar, a professor of public health at Bond University, said when he stopped accepting visits from drug company representatives, he felt relieved. In my own practice, when I started out as a full-time GP, I would see three drug representatives a week, he said. At first I thought it was all quite nice and pleasant, and then I realised I could do much better things with my time, like use it to look up research independently. The Consumers Health Forum of Australia welcomed the campaign and criticised proposed new transparency guidelines from Medicines Australia for not going far enough to force doctors to disclose their financial ties to drug companies. But the chairman of Medicines Australia described the campaign as dangerous and misguided. These campaigners must have very low regard for doctors' ability to clinically assess and prescribe the most suitable treatment for their patients, he said in a statement. By barring contact with company representatives, it would be like having open-heart surgery, knowing that the surgeon hasn't been taught how to use the equipment by the people that made it. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2014.